And yeah, just before we were chatting to Helen Burney, the Senior Coordinator of Environmental Services at Blackdown Council, to chat a little bit about heath refuges. Helen, thanks very much for joining me again this morning. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
There we go. Beautiful. Now we can hear you. Now, as I was explaining before, your council, Blackdown Council, have started to look at this innovative idea of mapping out some heat refuges. What is a heat refuge? Can you kind of go through what that kind of means?
Yeah, what it means is coming up with a place, a suitable place that's safe and cool and that people can go to just to keep cool on those really extreme hot days. And in Blacktown, as in the rest of Western Sydney and like Western New South Wales, it gets really hot here. And often it could be 10 degrees, maybe more, hotter than it is in the eastern suburbs.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
all too
often we do hear that weather report out in the west, and it is that sun beating down on you guys, and it is it can be a lot hotter. And I wanted to know, you know, what would kind of make a refuge? I mean, I know that this is early days for you guys, but are you looking at existing buildings?
Oh, absolutely. So at this stage, we're looking at working with other community organisations and probably businesses heading into the future. And at the moment, the people that we've talked to, about 20-odd groups who've shown real interest, and of those, there are church groups that are happy to put forward their church halls. We have our own community centres that we can use. Also, one or two of the local clubs said that they would provide us with facilities, with function rooms, so that people can go there, be cool. We can run movies for them. Council thought that we would actually help by paying for people's meals while they were there. The whole idea is for those very vulnerable people, the ones who really suffer the ill health effects from hot days. So there's the elderly, people with disabilities, people with chronic illnesses, and very young children. If they don't have somewhere safe to cool down, it can be very difficult for them. So we're really targeting those groups of people via organisations who already work with them. And in the network that we are developing, we're getting people who can provide us with transport options to help get people to cool places. And we're looking at ways of perhaps entertaining people while they're there. We're trying to get together groups of volunteers who would be able to help us out on those days. And we're getting first aiders who would be there on the day just in case. And of course, because of we're in a pandemic, we're looking at the COVID safety plans too.
Yeah.
We do hope to trial the whole thing on a small scale so that we can roll it out on a larger scale later.
And I think that, you know, obviously heading into the cooler months now, it will be really interesting to see how this does roll out in, you know, in due time, I guess, especially as we continue to get hotter and hotter. Helen, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning.
Thanks so much, Alex.
That's Helen Burney there, the Senior Coordinator of Environmental Services from Blacktown Council, discussing their very exciting nation-first trial of heat refuges.